'Cause he is seeing a new panorama unfurled.
The visitor will love the town, we've seated just above the town.
And as for a Londoner used to a Mundaner view of the city, he's hurled suddenly into a seventh-ish heavenly land, ruled by Queen Mab.
He's taken a cab!
Clippity-clop, this is the way to see the city.
Clippity-clop,
bottom of Tropolis, it's pretty. Look at Spalls, look at the bank. Really must twank about my township. Beautiful monument, people upon you have plenty of sights to see. But I can see them at handsome level. London belongs to me.
They are handsome, that is the way of the day. Gives a man some style and a feeling of gay abandon.
It's expensive, but it's worth double the fee. Joy intensive, flatters the ego of me when riding.
Me when riding, me when riding, clippity-clop,
bobbing along to Ludgate Circus, then up the fleet. My, what a street, that's if there ain't a fog to irk us down in the Strand. Isn't it grand, looking to where Trafalgar Square is, into the park, there's even a lark as high as my dream above. Clippity-cloppity, clippity-cloppity, London is my first love.
Into the park, there's even a lark as high as my dream above. Clippity-cloppity, clippity-cloppity, London.
Hello, my name is Jerome. Harris calls me Jay, and so does George. I don't want you to get the impression from all that clippity-clop that I'm forever jogging about London in a hansom. I'd like to be, but this being the year 1888 and life being the fast-moving exercise it is, I can't afford it. The truth is, I take a hansom just every so often to cheer myself up. Today I felt I needed it. I was under the weather. George was too. In the evening, over a glass or more of port, Harris said he wasn't himself, and George said that must be an improvement. Settle down, Montmorency. George, put the port this way, will you?
All right.
You were saying, Harris?
Well, I really don't know why it should be, but I feel such extraordinary fits of giddiness come over me at times. I hardly know what I'm doing.
The same with me, Harris. I have fits of giddiness. I hardly know what I'm doing.
Nothing odd about that, George, if I may say so. Hand me one of those spills, will you? My pipe's gone out.
What's your trouble, Jay?
I have a liver.
Ah.
So have I. I've done terrible things to it. It's a wonder we're still on speaking terms.
No, Harris. Jay means there's something wrong with his. How do you know, Jay?
I've been reading a liver pill advertisement. It tells you the symptoms. I've got them all. I think Montmorency's got a few of them. We need a rest, that's what.
Ah.
Rest and complete change. The overstrain upon our brains has produced a general depression throughout the system. Change of scene and the absence of necessity for thought will restore the mental equilibrium.
George, for heaven's sake, stop talking like that black sheep cousin of yours, the one that goes down on the charge sheet as a medical student.
There's no need to be unpleasant, Harris, unless, of course, it's your complaint manifesting itself.
Manifest me the port. I'm empty.
What are we going to do about it?
Fill me up.
No, no. What are we going to do about us?
Well, you're a writer, Jay. That means you're supposed to have imagination. Well, think of something.
Yes, think of something, Jay.
Oh, well, now, if you put it like
now,
that...
Now, don't get long-winded.
I propose we seek out some retired and old-world spot far from the madding crowd and dream away a sunny week among its drowsy lanes. Some half-forgotten nook hidden away by the fairies.
Ye gods.
Out of reach of the noisy world. Some quaint perched eyrie on the cliffs of time from whence the surging waves of the 19th century would sound far off and faint.
We asked for it, George, and we got it.
I'd rather make it a sunny fortnight. I have a fortnight's holiday beginning Monday. We'll go to the country.
No, no, no. If you want a rest and a change, you can't beat a sea trip.
That wouldn't suit George. He gets sick.
Not at all. Harris is the one. Remember that day off Sheerness? The boiled beef, the strawberries and the cream?
That was Jay.
As a matter of fact, it was my brother-in-law. But let's not spoil the memory of what I hope we all considered a goodish supper.
No, no.
Oh, rather not.
Why don't we go up the river?
The river?
The river.
We'll have fresh air, exercise, quiet. The constant change of scene will occupy our minds, including what there is of yours, Harris. And the hard work will give us an appetite and make us sleep well.
Well, I don't know that you ought to do anything that'll be calculated to make you sleep more than you already do, George. Might be dangerous. I mean, after all, there are only 24 hours in each day.
I think the river's a good idea.
So do I. I'm surprised George should come out with it.
What do you say, Montmorency?
Right. Sorry, old dog. It's 3-1. The motion's carried.
Can't you just picture the blissful scene? Harris and you at the oars.
You at the tiller is what you mean. If we take our turn, you take yours.
My turn at what?
The oars.
Tisn't oars, it's sculls.